They went, and while still on their way, they became clean. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a miracle. But get this. One of them, just one of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back. Pause over there. The rest, we would assume, carried on. Where were they going? To the priests. Can you go show yourselves to the priests? Those priests look so happy. It's fantastic. Kids, you have been the most amazing lepers I have ever seen in my life. Shall we give them a hand as they grab their seats? All the lepers and the priests can grab their seats. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back shouting his gratitude.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorifying God.
Thank you.
He kneeled at Jesus' feet. So grateful. He couldn't thank him enough. And he was a Samaritan. Next slide. Jesus asks a very interesting question. Jesus says,
Were not ten healed? Where are the other nine? Can none be found to come back and give glory to the God except this outsider?
Then Jesus said to the leper,
get up, on your way. Faith has healed you and saved you.
Fantastic. Shall we give them a hand? Awesome. Great acting. Good job. You can grab your seats. That's absolutely, absolutely such fun. Great. What we're going to do now is I just have three questions for you. And anyone can answer these, kids or adults. But the three questions all relate to something we learn from this story. The first question is, kids or adults can answer this. When you hear this story, that is great. He's got his hand up already before I've asked the question. I'm impressed. That is confidence, if nothing else. I love that. It's really, really awesome. What do we learn from the story? The first question is, what do we learn from the story about God? What do we learn about God in this story? Hand at the back over there. Can you tell us one thing that we learn about God from this story?
That he can heal.
That God can heal. Boom. Love that. Another thing over there. Let me through. Come this way. Another thing that we learn from this story.
That he loves people even if they're not his own.
He loves people even if they are not his own. Is that because the Samaritan wasn't like a Jew? He was fantastic. Great. Anything else that we learn about God from this story? Second question. What do we learn about us? What do we learn about people from this story? Someone at the back, can you run forward? Can you run forward? Because I'm getting old and cannot get to you as quickly as you can get to me. Come on. Yeah. This is our Jesus actor. One thing that we learn about people or us from this story.
It's some people don't come back and thank people, but other people do.
Exactly. That is exactly right. Some people are thankful, some people are not. Anything else that we learn about people from this story? Great. Last question. what should we do differently because of what we learn in this story? What should we do differently because of what we learn in this story?
For the people that are not thankful, they should start being thankful.
For anyone who's not thankful, stop being thankful. High five. Love that. Anything else that we learned from this story about what we should do differently?
Carry on loving and healing people anyway, because even though 9 didn't say thank you, there's many records of Jesus continuing to heal, so he didn't get offended and go, fine, I'm not going to keep healing people. He carried on even though people weren't thankful.
That's a good word. Fantastic. Awesome. Noah, in the corner over here.
Be thankful to have such a great God.
Be thankful to have such a great God. That is absolutely true, absolutely awesome. And the next slide should have a quote on it, if I remember correctly, by an old dead guy. He said this: no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. So what we're going to do is, we got a couple of our kids. I want to let the kids out now because time is getting short. We want to let our kids out now for the kids program. And before we do that, we've got some kids who have said, hey, I'd love to give thanks. And if that's you or you're a parent of one of those kids, could you come on up and make just a line of, it's just, I think there's just two or three of you. If you can come up as soon as you can so that you can give thanks and we can be giving thanks with you. Then we're going to let the kids out, watch a short video and carry on with what God is doing. Any kids who want to be like the Samaritan who gave thanks and give thanks to God for something? Come on up to the front. Give her a hand. Is there anyone else? Now would be fantastic. Come on up. That's great. Great. Wow. This is Tamar. You're getting taller and taller. I love that. It's great. Here we are. Fantastic. That is so great. So kids, we've only got a couple of minutes before we want to let you down for the kids program. And so just as briefly as you can, I'm going to put the microphone in your face. And in your biggest, loudest voice, I want you to tell us what you are thankful for. Is that okay? Great.
Okay, I'm thankful for everything that I've learned in church and that it has helped me, like, move on with life and, like, 2018 has been hard, so then learning about God has helped me go through it all and praying whenever I'm sad and yeah.
That is awesome. Awesome. Tamar, how old are you?
13.
13? It's been a tough year, but what you've learned about God has helped you through that. That is so cool. We're thankful for God. And what he's done and what he's doing in your life. Were you baptized this year?
Yeah.
Awesome. Really awesome. Great. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for a a caring God.
A caring God. Awesome. Give him a hand. I'm thankful for a caring God too. That is fantastic.
I'm thankful for the teachers who have the patience to answer questions that we
teachers are patient with you when you ask questions. Fantastic. Can we have the microphone up a little bit?
And thank you. I'm thankful for that we could come to Kenya on the aeroplane.
Come on. We're thankful you can be here. Could aeroplane as well. That's great.
I'm thankful for God creating the Sunday school teachers so that they could teach us more about God.
Fantastic. Such a blessing. Who's next?
I'm thankful for my seizures are gone.
Seizures are gone. So this is Togolani. And He's a twin. That's why I've got to double check. No, he's not a twin. Never forget that. He has had a problem with seizures, and because of that, has had a lot of doctor's visits and a lot of medication as well. Muthewu, could you just tell us how much medication, some indication, or how many hospital admissions?
20 hospital admissions or thereabout. By the end of taking his medication, he was doing 6 tablets a day for maybe 3 or so years, not counting the ones before that. Monthly doctor's visits, amongst other things.
Great. And he's saying he's thankful because this year his seizures are gone. And he's off medication. And that's something for us to celebrate together as a church family. Kids, I'm going to have to put a pause right there. If you came up, so one of you three kids on the end, or Ethan, you came up later. When you get downstairs, if you can give your thanks with the other kids downstairs, that'd be really, really fantastic. I'm just seeing that we're running out of time. I haven't got time for everyone. Should we give the kids a hand? Have a great, great time. Kids, it's time for you to go out for our fantastic kids program. You're going to be down there for about 20 minutes, and you're going to come on up, and we are going to end with singing some carols together. Wow, I just love having so many kids around. God is good all the time. So much that we're thankful for as a church. And what we're going to do now is just look at the last video clip for this morning. And that's a video clip of just some highlights from the year. And just while the presentation team is getting that ready, I just want to encourage us that as we look back, I'd like us to use this video as a tool that will help us to give thanks. And so as you see the photos up there, you may see some people you know. It's just scenes from church life and family life over the last 12 months or so. And as you see people, I want to invite you to just say under your breath or in your heart, God, thank you for that person. And if there's an event, like you'll see some carols up there, you can thank God for carols. Or if you're not part of this church, maybe your church did a carols thing, or you see our band and you think, wow, I'm thankful for our band and our church. All that's absolutely fantastic. But basically what I'm saying is, let's not watch this passively, but let's actively be, as we look back on the last year, be saying, God, what can I be thankful for? And being thankful for as much as we can be thankful for. So if we can have the last video up, please, Monica. Thank you.
specification. Yeah, His grace is sufficient for this generation. Ombi langu baba ni kuwa katika kila ibada. Yeah, ni kuabudu, ni kushukuru baba, ni kupe.
Fantastic, and thanks Nix and the team who put that together. And we want to be a thankful church, and we have so much to be thankful for. And I'm going to hand the mic around, and different ones are going to come up in just a few moments. But I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to explain to us the spiritual power and the spiritual importance of being a people who have an attitude of gratitude. And there are three, I could give you 10 reasons why it's so important, so powerful. But we only have time to give you three before we open up the mic. The first reason is this: when we give thanks, it honors God. And that's a powerful thing. One thing that I was appreciating from that parable that we looked at, parable story from the life of Jesus that we looked at, is I just found it interesting that Jesus noticed who came to give thanks and who didn't. And he highlighted it with this question, because our giving thanks is important to Jesus. That's a great reason to make sure that we are. I want One Tribe to be the most thankful bunch of people in the city of Nairobi. I want One Tribe to be the people who, as we are dodging potholes on Waiyaki Way, and everyone else is cursing the potholes and cursing the traffic, I want the One Tribers to be the ones who say, Jesus, thank you that I can afford a matatu this morning. Jesus, thank you that I have a car this morning. One person said this, next slide, it's such a powerful thing. He said, whatever pleases Christ, and that's thanksgiving, pleases Christ, should be carefully cultivated by us. We want to be a people who cultivate a culture of thanksgiving and who cultivate a culture of honoring God by giving thanks and honoring one another by giving thanks. We give thanks because when we do, it honors God. Thanksgiving is such a powerful, powerful thing. I want us to be a people who are thankful to God and who are thankful to one another. Is Corbin still in the room, or has he had to slip out with the kids or something like that? Corbin, can you come on up to the front over here? This is unprepared. That's why he's looking at me suspiciously. Give Corbin a hand as he comes up. We'll give him a hand as he comes back down. And a lot of you wouldn't know Corbin, but he played in the band this morning. And one of the... We've just had an influx of volunteers into every ministry area, for which we're thankful, and we're in the process of plugging people in. But one of the pressured areas has been the worship bands, and that's partly because a lot of our band members have had to travel different times of the year for extended periods. And I'm thankful to God for every One Tribe and all of the band. But just this morning, I just wanted to highlight to you Corbin, and we should all be really, really thankful to Corbin. The band gets here early while you are lying in or having a cooked breakfast. They're here by 8 o'clock, they're practicing. And Corbin, we encourage our volunteers to take lots and lots of breaks. But Corbin has been not taking breaks. He's just here week in, week out. He's one of those gifted people who's on the percussion one moment and then he's on the bass guitar the next. And we're thankful for the gifts that God has given you, Corbin. But more than that, we're thankful for your serving heart. And I've never once heard him complain. That's because he doesn't talk a whole lot. But even more than that, you know how you can sometimes tell from someone's face that it's being done from a place of pleasure, and this is for Christ and not for anyone else. And Corbin, we really, as a church, are just so thankful to you for who you are. And if you're hearing this and thinking, oh, that's because he's young, he hasn't got responsibilities, I don't want to get into details, but Corbin has also been looking after his family for a number of months. True or false, Corbin? So he's holding down a job, earning income. He's looking after his siblings as well, but also serving wholeheartedly in the church. And Corbin, churches are built on serving like yours and sacrifice like yours, and we really, really are thankful. So shall we give him a hand? So now, what happens as we do that? Do you see what happens? When we do that, there is shouting and applause. No one ever shouts and applauds when I preach. They're just like, okay, it might be true. But if we can create that culture of that's our attitude towards God. God, I'm just so thankful for your son. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for the insects like Damaris was leading us in earlier. Friends, that honors God. And listen, as we do that, thanksgiving ushers us in to the presence of God. The Bible says, I will enter his gates with, I will come into his courts with. The psalmist is saying, do you know what? We've got a massive temple. It's not just some conference center in Nairobi. We've got this gold and ornate things. But when I come to meet with not just the president, but the president's president, the king of kings, the way to prepare my heart, the way to approach him is with thanksgiving. We want to be a thankful people because it honors God and brings us. If we want to be a church of his presence, we want to be a church that is always giving thanks. One of our key values, we've got five core values at One Tribe. The first of those is honor. We want to be a people who honor God and who honor one another, who see what God is doing in our lives and in this city, who see what God is doing in one another. And we call our people and say, well, we see this in you. Thank you for doing that. Number one is it honors God. Number two is, I like this one, it overcomes spiritual opposition. A 13-year-old was able to say, it's been a tough year. I know a lot of us can say, it's been a tough year. And friends, as we give thanks, it's not just a nice thing to do once a year with a bit of Christmas chicken or Thanksgiving turkey. As we become a thankful people, it helps us to overcome spiritual opposition. There's a song that's come out recently. It says, this is how I fight my battles. Have you sung that song before? Now listen, there's different church backgrounds and different theologies. I don't know how you fight your battles. But in Revelation 12:11, the Bible says that this is how God's people overcome the enemy. This is how they fight their battles. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus' death on the cross. By the word of their testimony, that's this is what God has done in my life. And by not loving their life so much as to shrink from death. If you think the devil's on your back this year, three things to remember. Three things to do is, number one, it's about the blood of the Lamb. Number two, it's about the word. It's about speaking out what God has done in our lives. It's about remembering the good things that he has done. And number three, not loving their lives so much as to shrink from death. The third reason that we want to be a people who give thanks to God today is when we give thanks, it creates an atmosphere of faith. When someone gets up here and says, hey, listen, this is what God did. When Togolani comes up and says, I once had seizures, but now I no longer have seizures. What happens is anyone who's struggling with seizures or sickness in this room thinks, wow, if God can do that in their life, then God can do that in my life. And we become a people of faith. That's one of the reasons why it's important when God has done something in your life, not to keep it to yourself. Why? Because when we come back to Jesus and thank him, it honors him. When we speak out the good things that God has done, even in the face of bad things, it helps us overcome spiritual opposition. But not just that. When we speak out the good things that God has done, it releases faith in the hearts of the people around us. And if we can become a community of faith, trusting God as we walk into 2019, that's a powerful thing. Does that make sense? So that's why we're doing Thanksgiving this morning. And so here's how we're going to do this. I really want to encourage you, if you'd like to give thanks, just be on the front foot for the next 10 minutes or so before the kids come back in. And we're going to do this in two sections, if you like. The first section we're going to do just for 2 or 3 minutes, in fact 2 minutes because I want to keep us moving, is we're going to have popcorn Thanksgiving, okay? And what that means is it's like we teach our kids about popcorn prayers. They're just the short one or two sentence prayers that we can pop up to God. And we're not going to do popcorn prayer now. We're going to do popcorn thanksgiving. And that's the first section. And the second section is I'm going to invite you to come on up to the microphone. And the second section is different to the first section, the popcorn thanksgiving. Popcorn thanksgiving is going to be right from where you are. You're just going to shout it out, okay? And just one or two sentences, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. And the rest of us are going to be listening.